When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now. And you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. All right, back to the phones. Phones are hot. Hot phones tonight. Hot phones. Best Show.
What up, Big T?
All right, who's this?
Oh, hang on, Scooch, hang on. Oh, excuse me.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, come on, you know me.
I'm trying to place the voice. It sounds familiar.
Right.
But I don't... Come on, just tell me who this is.
It's Rad McKinney, you hose munch.
Wait, this is Rad McKinney?
Yes!
Wow. Okay. Now that's impressive.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if everybody knows, but Rad McKinney was one of the biggest names in, I guess, what you would call extreme sports.
Was.
And was one of the early stars of skate, of like that kind of exciting kind of skateboarding back with like Tony Hawk and Tony Alva and like Jay Adams and other guys like that. And he was also a big snowboarder and a champion BMX rider.
It sounds like you're reading a eulogy. What's going on?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not doing a eulogy. I'm just trying to give people some context because, you know, I mean, like, no offense, Rad, but it's, you know, I guess it's not like you've been in the spotlight for quite a while here.
Are you nuts? I'm out there bigger and badder than ever. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I really don't follow, like, all that X Games stuff. Really?
Look, the X Games can go fart on a phone book for all I care, okay? I mean, that thing hasn't been edgy since they banned me for flagrantly yanking my crank during some freestyle vert in 2012.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and don't get me started on that farging ice hole Sean White.
Shaun White.
Yes.
You don't like Shaun White.
Hate. Are you kidding me? After he slathered pine tar on my snowboard, which caused me to wipe the F out in that first round of slope style, you got to be kidding me. No, there's vengeance afoot.
Wow. So yes. He actually did that to you?
Yeah, well, right.
Right? I don't know. Right. Okay.
Well, look, those guys are all jealous of me, the Rad Pack, and the entire Grinders catalog, all right?
Uh-huh.
They can't deal with it.
Okay. Well, Rad, I got to say, I barely understood any, like probably like 25% of that last thing you said there.
Hey, what can I say? Life moves fast. Grind naked, right?
Oh, okay. I mean, you said something about the Rat Pack?
What? Get the wiener out of your ear. No, I said the Rad Pack, R-A-D.
Okay, I don't like that. You don't have to say stuff like that to me. I mean, but fair enough. Okay, the Rad, what is the Rad Pack?
I can't believe this. You have a pop culture-infused sub Citizens Band radio show for toddlers, and you don't know what the Rad Pack is? Come on, get in the game.
Well, look, can you just tell me what it is?
Okay, the Rad Pack is my posse. You know, like how Leonardo DiCaprio had the pea posse and how, I don't know, Dexy had his Midnight Runners?
Okay. So that's what the Rad Pack is.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said something about Grinders? Like a grinder cat, like a Grinders catalog?
Catalog, yes.
Okay. And what is that? Is that like Grinders like hoagies? Like a sandwich shop?
I don't know if you heard that. Did you hear that?
I heard the phone.
Yeah, it was a phone drop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you drop, okay.
Yeah, it was like a mic drop, but with a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep up. I just don't know how the hell I ended up talking to the most ill-informed pant munch in the history of all radio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you rat-a-dummy. I meant my catalog of Grinders videos.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Oh. Wait, what? You've never seen Wedding Grinders?
No. What is Wedding Grinders?
Well, it was the first of my 15 highly successful home videos.
Okay.
Basically, how it goes is, in that one,
mm-hmm.
Me and the Rad Pack, we went around to 20 different weddings, and we rode our skateboards, our bikes, our unicycles, you name it, and we did all kinds of tricks. Real insane-ass hit, right?
Yeah.
And to us, it wasn't a successful grind unless we took out the wedding cake and at least three groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if three of them went to the hospital, it was even better.
Three groomsmen. you said you went to, like, you would just, like, ruin weddings, like 20 weddings?
No! Look, those cubicle zeros and their lard-ass relatives will get to say that one of the greatest legends in the history of all sport ground the F out of their weak nuptials.
Wait, so this is a video you actually put out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're big sellers.
Uh-huh.
My man, Sea Dog, he shot all the action. He's really good at catching that stuff.
Uh-huh. He's part of the Rad Pack?
He is, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
He's kind of my second in command.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what other videos you've done, Rad?
Oh, off the top of my head, subway grinders, taxicab grinders, opera grinders, high school graduation grinders, what else? Department store grinders, Alcoholics Anonymous meeting grinders, Bikram yoga grinders, bickering yoga grinders, fashion show runway grinders, tax audit grinders, surgery grinders, that was a great one, crime scene grinders, funeral grinders, State of the Union grinders, what else? Ground beef grinders, grinder grinders. I think the most popular one was supermarket grinders.
And, uh-huh.
Yeah, that was big because of the fight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The fight. Okay, well, I want to learn more about this fight in supermarket grinders.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you some of these other ones.
Okay.
What is opera grinders?
Well, you know, me and the Rad Pack, we sneak into that opera. You know, it's a packed house, a very fancy opera house. Grind our way down the aisles, onto the stage, and you know what they say?
What?
It ain't over till the fat lady gets ground.
So you're so it's you and your crew with your skateboards and BMX bikes.
Yeah.
And you're just disrupting the opera.
No, we're making it better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was Surgery Grinders?
Same kind of deal, only it takes place in an operating room. Why?
So someone...
Don't worry. We wash our hands before we do
That's
it.
That's not what I was worried about at all. I'm worried about the person on the operating table.
Oh, well, they're out of it. They, you know, they aren't even awake, so... What rip do they give if they get ground?
They might, well, I would say they might want to live might be one of the rips that they would give.
Well, look, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that guy who was on that table is still alive. Or he lived for a while. It was a few years ago.
Sure.
Granted, we left the hospital, you know, pronto, because the cops were after us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hospital police were after us.
Okay. Yeah. What is Grinders?
Well, that one is a sandwich shop thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how they call subs grinders in some places?
Sure.
Yeah, we grind sandwiches.
Okay. And you are, like, riding over them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're pretty much liquefied by the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
And the bonus track on that DVD was Soup Grinders, because they turned into soup.
Oh, okay.
So
you said Supermarket Grinders had a fight in it?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And what was the fight?
Well, check it out. See, I was grinding down one of the aisles, and I brushed by this old dude who was, you know, taking forever to, like, pull his canned hash down or whatever the heck he was eating. And I brush by him,
yeah.
And I get to the end of the aisle, and I stop to see if Sea Dog got the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's laying there, the old dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's half awake and half out of it, you know. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me. And he goes, "Help me up." And I'll tell you what, Tom, I didn't like that tone one bit. So I'm just standing there.
Yeah, it sounds pretty disrespectful.
Isn't it? Yes.
Because where did he get off buying his canned hash?
Yes. It's like that old saying that I think is in the Bible, the old shall respect the young.
That is not in the Bible.
I think it is. I think it's in Leviticorn.
Oh, okay. So this old guy's laying there.
Yes, yeah.
And then... You didn't like what he said to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he goes, "Help me up, you GD jackass MF." And I'll tell you what, it was on from there on.
Uh-huh. What was on?
The beatdown.
Wait, I'm not clear on this. So you basically knock down an old man, and then... You fight him or beat him down?
Yeah, I beat him further down. I mean, he was already, what's the word, supine? That means laying down, right?
Hang on, hold on a second.
Horizontal. Uh-huh. I think it's supine, S-U-P-I-N-E.
I want to just go to... Okay, this thing's on YouTube. I just got to see a second of this.
Oh, geez. Strap yourself in.
Yeah, this is like, how are you doing to this guy? You're like spinning the wheels.
Yes.
In his face.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving him a wheel job.
Oh.
You like how I do it faster and faster, and then I'll stop, and then I'll reverse the wheels?
Yeah.
It inflicts a different kind of mayhem on an old man's nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But and, you know, he got some good shots in, though, didn't he? Look.
Well, I'm seeing it, but you're getting much more of the shots in than he is.
Oh, but he got me with the heel of his cane at one point, right in my Adam's apple. That hurt for days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you get in legal trouble for any of this?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I spent 5 months in the hut. Yeah. It's terrible. It really set my career back, and it made me persona all gratin with Tony Hawk and those other skate drones. And worse, it put me in the hole financially really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, but it's nothing compared to the hole I'm in now.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's actually why I'm calling you.
Oh, okay.
See, last week, I attempted my greatest ever stunt.
Yeah, what was it?
Hang gliding off of Mount Newbridge.
Wait, what was that?
Hang gliding off of Mount Newbridge.
Wait, hang gliding off of Mount Newbridge,
mm-hmm.
Which is like 18,000 feet high.
Yeah, you bet your whittle pickle it is.
Ew.
Yeah, but let me finish, okay? Don't interrupt me. You're worse than that character Brian Stack did on Conan.
Uh-huh. Oh, the interrupter. Yeah, I thought that was a great bit.
What? No, I was talking about the passive-aggressive Viking.
Remember that one?
He'd annoy his wife by coming home late all the time.
I don't remember the passive-aggressive Viking.
Yeah. They only did it once because Brian cursed.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, you...
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Wet Cherry.
Yeah, I had to bleep you on that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Yeah, he got in big trouble for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they made him the office coffee boy for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean he gets the coffee.
I kind of don't want to know what it means, though.
Well, he does get it, but he doesn't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's in him.
What?
Yeah. So look, anyway, this was the plan. Hang gliding off the peak, landing on my snow bike, doing unholy tricks, and then jumping from the snow bike onto my snowboard and then boarding the rest of the way down.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like absolute insanity.
Well, yeah, that's what Governor Christie said, too, yeah. I don't know if you saw his emergency press conference when the blizzard hit New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Well, he made a public plea that I not do my stunt.
Really?
Yeah, he did, yeah, yeah.
He asked you not to do it.
By name, yeah. But he found out I was doing it somehow. But there was nothing he could do.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Well, I had my legal team and my manager Rupert look into it.
Uh-huh.
And my stunt was protected under the Freedom of Spirited Antics Act that Teddy Roosevelt enacted in 1904 so he could eat a rhino.
Wait, there's an act that... allows for what?
The freedom of spirited antics.
Okay, wow.
That's how Evel Knievel got to do all that stuff.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was a great American.
Uh-huh, yeah. Great, I would say he was a great man first.
Oh, what? He came from very humble, very honest beginnings.
Yeah. He was the pride of Butte, Montana.
He sure was, yeah.
They loved him there.
They did. The women especially loved him because he treated them so well.
And I would say the women loved him, but don't discount the shopkeep owners.
Yes.
Who he looked after their businesses.
He did. He protected them.
With his own private security force.
Yes, and he was so kind that he actually offered to move someone safe one night.
he sure did. Yes, he was a great American. I think he repped America pretty well.
He did, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Rad, I got to say, you're talking to me now.
Yes.
So I guess the congratulations are in order because you must have pulled this thing off.
Oh well, yeah, I did.
Wait, why do you sound so wishy-washy all of a sudden? You're calling, so you must have been at least successful.
Well,
to some degree,
define
right?
Successful.
Uh huh. Well, okay, you did all of those things you said you were going to do.
Well, I did hang glide off the peak.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And what happened after you did that?
Got naked and jumped up and falling in the air and getting on my snow bike. The rest of the mail, and then I lost control and got stuck on a ledge.
Wait, you got to say that again.
I got naked and chugged a pony keg full of beer before getting on my snow bike to start biking down the rest of the mountain, and then I lost control and got stuck on a snow ledge.
Rad, can I ask why you decided to get naked and then chug a pony keg?
Yes, yeah.
Full of beer before getting on your snow bike? Can I ask why you did that?
Because it added another level of radness to my stunt. I'll tell you, being naked on a bike looks way better on video than not being naked. I mean, that's just common sense, Tom.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll have to take your word for it on that. But what do you mean when you say you lost control and then got stuck on a ledge?
Tom, what about that statement is open to interpretation? I lost control of the GD bike and got stuck on the F mountain ledge, all right?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I'm showing a remarkable restraint here verbally, don't you think?
Not really.
I'm censoring myself pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you say it's okay. Well, if you seem proud of yourself. So you're naked on a mountain ledge.
Yes.
How on earth did you not freeze to death? And, like, how did you get off?
Hey, never ask a man how he gets off. That's a personal thing.
Oh,
I'm just busting your beat.
Yeah, okay, I hate that. Uh-huh.
Well, look, anyway, Sea Dog lowered my clothes down to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was effing chafaced from the beer. So being cold wasn't a damn issue, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, how I got off the ledge is where it gets interesting.
Okay, good, because I got it. Nothing you've said so far has been interesting at all.
Wait, what the? Did you say you white fart?
I was joking. I'm joking. I was just saying the story's so nuts that it's all insane and all interesting.
All right, okay.
So how on earth did you
I'll
get
let you
off?
Live.
How did you get off the ledge?
Well, luckily, Sea Dog's cell phone worked up there. I have a HUD phone,
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, man, those things are terrible, right? And I was getting negative bars up there.
Negative bars?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You know how you get bars? You know, like a reception?
Yeah, yeah. So you were getting so you're making a joke about...
No, they actually do that. That's what...
So you actually get less than zero bars?
You do, yeah.
So they go the other way.
It goes the other way, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never...
So look, anyway, Sea Dog was able to dial 911.
Mm-hmm.
And Officer Harrops was able to contact the Mount Newbridge Area and Rescue Patrol.
Uh-huh.
But the weather was too bad for one of their copters to get up there to where we were. And I gotta ask, isn't it weird that they still call themselves that and the name has never changed?
That is really strange.
Yeah.
That they're still called the Aryan Rescue Patrol.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's weird how some things don't go away.
Well, I think what happened was old man Kern was hedging his bets back at World War II. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I guess it must have been people playing both sides of it the good old days of World War II.
Like Joe Kennedy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The football player.
I didn't know. Okay.
Oh, you don't remember him?
No.
He played for the New York Giants, and he had a Hitler mustache.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Remember him?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Jocelyn Joe Kennedy.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, he would when he would get the ball.
Yeah.
He would jostle it between his hands as he was running.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so he was, like, bouncing off of each hand. He thought it made him look cool, but all the other players made fun of him.
Because it didn't look cool.
It didn't look cool at all, yeah.
That's, you know, I guess it was a different era for sport.
Certainly was, yeah.
Yeah. So you, what happened next?
Oh, so they had to call the federal authorities, who then launched, you know, one of those Black Hawk helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are huge. Anyway, that came to get our sweet asses down.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
It is,
but, I mean, I guess at least they rescued you. Wait, they didn't actually rescue you?
Well, not technically.
Well, I'm having a hard time understanding what happened then.
Well, when the Black Hawk was hovering above me, mm-hmm. they let this rope down, like a rope ladder.
Yeah.
And a soldier came down for me, and so he starts to pull me up into the copter, and I get up there, and they give me these warm clothes and a blanket. And then we have to come fly back over the mountain to pick up Sea Dog.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm feeling really good. You know, I'm super buzzed from the brew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm not perfect, okay? I had some Coke in my pants pocket, and so I did a rail, all right? It was just a pick-me-up, just a pick-me-up.
I don't like the sound of this at all. So, yeah, what happened next?
Well, you know those what are they called? The legs on the bottom of helicopters? Is it called landing gear? Is that what it is?
I think it would be landing gear, yeah.
Landing gear, yeah. So, well, I'm pretty amped at this point. So we start to hover over Sea Dog, right? And I lowered myself down onto the landing gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I start swinging on the bars.
Why?
Because they were there. I mean, if I see something I can grind, I grind. That's straight out of the Gettysburg Address.
If you can grind, you grind. That's not in the Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah. He said it.
You're weirdly up on history.
He did. John Wilkes Booth said that.
John Wilkes Booth did not write the Gettysburg Address.
Sure he did. Who do you think wrote it?
Lincoln.
Who?
Wait, so you don't know who Lincoln is?
No.
Oh, my God. You are.
I know the Big Dipper song, Lincoln.
Hey,
one of the few songs that starts with a bass.
It starts with a bump, bump.
Dig-a-da-doom. It's almost like a Connell song.
Yeah. It's, Hey, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
I'm just going to pot this down for 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Are you doing pot too?
No, I'm not. But just, I got to sort one technical thing out, Rad.
Sure.
1 second.
Who's the
Rad?
Guy?
Rad?
Who's the guy in Dinosaur that looks like a wizard?
Rad?
It's not Rad. That's my name.
No, you're Rad.
Yes.
I just had to sort out a technical thing for a second, Rad. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking to everybody about Dinosaur and Big Dipper. And I'm trying to remember the band that the wizard from Dinosaur produced that was also a three-piece.
You want to figure out who the band that the wizard, Jay Maskus, is the wizard?
That's his name!
Buffalo Tom?
That's their name!
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's an actual wizard, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
he
not...
Might be.
Well, he... Okay. It's fair to say he might be, but I'm pretty sure he isn't.
Okay, well... Oh, well, let me get back to my story, okay?
Yeah, so you were hanging off the rails of the land... Like, the landing gear.
I was, yes.
On
yeah,
the
yeah.
Black Hawk helicopter.
I was, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm swinging away, and one of the rescuers, he lowers himself down to subdue me because I'm just going crazy up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're wrestling, and I'm having a blast. He's not. And somehow his parachute deploys.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah. And the parachute gets caught in the copter blade.
Okay.
And the copter spins out.
Uh-huh.
And we land on the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's hurt, but then all of a sudden you hear this giant rumble behind us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can I take a guess what it was?
Oh, sure, but we'll be here all night because you'll never guess it.
Was it an avalanche?
What kind of mystic from another dimension are you?
Well, it doesn't take... I mean, everything you said is, you know, kind of all signs pointed to it being an avalanche. It doesn't exactly take a like a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Crack a phrase book much? Don't sound like you do. It's rocket silence.
What?
It's rocket silence.
Rocket?
Yeah, this isn't rocket silence. Have you ever heard that phrase?
No, I've never heard rocket. I don't even know what rocket silence would be.
Oh, well, the quieter the scientist makes his rocket, the smarter the scientist is.
Okay.
You never... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, well, I...
Well, look, so anyway, there's a massive avalanche, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, the destruction.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. The Newbridge Ski Resort for the ultra-rich?
Yeah.
Got swept away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it got swept into three smaller ski resorts, and they formed... This is so sad. They formed what in science is known as a heinous multi-resort snow tsunami. Yeah, there's only been three of them this century.
You mean the 21st century?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's actually a fair amount of them. It seems... So you're saying that the one ski resort...
Yeah, the big one.
The avalanche rolled down and moved it into...
Three smaller ski resorts.
Okay.
Newbridge Ski Resort for the less rich and two others.
Yeah, so this... I really... I cannot believe this happened before.
Well, it did. And the reason you don't hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the media is in the pocket of Big Snow.
In the... What? Big Snow?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they pretty much run everything from November to March.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, massive destruction. Two of those resorts are still on fire.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, so guess who's on the hook for 800 large?
Uh-huh. Wow. So you have to pay $800,000 for that damage?
I wish. No, 800 million.
$800 million.
Yeah, I thought one large equaled a million.
Uh-huh.
No?
No, I thought it was 1,000.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, yeah. You have no idea how much those Blackhawks cost.
Uh-huh.
They have fully functioning plumbing in them, fully functioning toilets. They have theater seating. They have a theater in there.
In
quad stereo.
In the Blackhawk helicopters.
They do. It's nicer than my house. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, hey, speaking of aircraft.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're, what do they call them? Kamikazes? A lot of those kamikaze attacks that they had back in, like, World War II, those weren't actual kamikaze attacks.
They weren't?
No, they weren't. What happened was the pilots were so turned on by those paintings of naked women on the sides of American fighter planes.
Yeah.
That when those Japanese pilots saw those drawings and those paintings,
yeah,
they went on these cockpit pant rummages and they lost control of their planes. Happened a lot.
I actually saw something about that on the History Channel.
Where I saw it. Yes.
Yeah, and it was like the American planes would have like little logos painted on the side. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be like of a. Like a bomb dropping or what, but a lot of them had like these like cheesecake kind of ladies on the side, sexy ladies.
Yeah, and under it would say "Eat these knockers."
Okay, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
But that when
dine they, on this tush, Japs.
Okay, I didn't see that one either. But they. Would have those paintings on them, and they were very, like, extremely distracting to...
Yes, very bawdy.
To the enemy. And I think there was a thing where Hitler was working on, because Hitler had a fair amount of, like, Hitler's like the super sub that he was working on, and like the super battleship. And
yep.
But one of the ones was he had this enormous plane.
Yep.
That had a portrait, like on it, of one of these like sexy ladies.
There was a whole episode for it. It was I think it was called Hitler's Porno Plane, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That he thought it would have won the war.
Yes.
For the that the Nazis would win the war if he got his, what they called, I don't know if he called it the porno plane.
Yeah.
But the.
The Allies, I think, called it that. But do you remember who actually who painted that though?
The painting
of the woman, yeah.
Who?
He did.
Hitler.
Yes.
I mean, I knew he was a painter.
Yeah.
So Hitler did the painting.
He did. Yes. Yeah. But you must have missed this part. Yeah. He only had this thing flown once because he was embarrassed by it. He just was never great at drawing feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't paint the feet accurately?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it just didn't look right to him, and he was embarrassed by those feet.
Of the on the porno plane that he painted to what, distract the Allies?
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that plane... He pulled it down.
He did. That was his spruce goose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Hitler's spruce goose was a porno... I keep calling it that.
It was a porno plane.
Okay.
All right, we'll give it the technical name. The porno plane.
Well, that's not the technical name.
Sure it is.
That's you trying to
do... straight up German.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The porno... Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, have you seen The Man in the High Castle?
Not yet.
Oh, I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. Although, you know, it's hard to not know that it's filmed in Canada.
Why is that?
It just looks like Canada.
Uh-huh. Like a little too clean?
Exactly. Yeah, you keep thinking that, like, they're going to pan over and, like, John Collins or Carl Newman are going to be in the shot.
Just playing, like, citizens?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or as themselves.
As themselves, you never know. Yeah, like buskers.
Okay. You know? I thought you meant they could actually accidentally be walking through the shot.
Oh, yeah, that too. Or, you know, they could be working into a scene, you know, them just kind of sitting on a corner. Man, can you believe she didn't need me half as much as I needed her to?
That's one of his songs?
Geez, yes.
Which one is that?
I think it's called The Body Says No. They rarely play it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would worry about, I guess if I was filming something in Canada, I'd be worried that, you know, Todd Fancy would just float by in the background.
Can you imagine that? Those mirror shades and that hat? Like, what is this guy's deal?
Especially when you're trying to do a period piece.
Right, yes, yeah, exactly.
Suddenly, here comes a guy with a guitar case.
Yep.
And mirrored shades
throwing baseball off. Baseball jersey, one of the, like, jersey sleeve t-shirts things. Mm-hmm.
That, good like, Lord. Would have been in, like, a Bad News Bears movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, my God. What were we talking about?
Oh, I guess we're talking about the $800 million you owe.
Yes, I owe that, yes. That's the reason I'm calling. Are you ready? You strapped in?
Oh, yeah, I'm strapped in.
I am officially announcing that the money from the Kickstarter to pay for the recording of my album, Grinding My Nads Off, that money is now going to go to pay for my disaster debt. And I need all of your listeners to pony up and frankly, chip in some real money because this is crunch time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you want the people in you want the public and my listeners.
Yes.
To pay for the enormous debt you brought on yourself by just behaving so wild, like so stupidly and irresponsibly.
Oh, jeepers. Who put Ward Cleaver on the line? Could I have Tom back, please?
Uh-huh. Ward. Okay, Ward Cleaver.
Remember sorry. Him?
Yeah, I do, from Leave It to Beaver.
Remember that one episode?
Which one?
When he skinned Eddie Haskell's back.
Because he had played with the garden hose.
They only showed it once.
Yeah. Because it was just like, Eddie was like running the hose from the Cleaver's house.
He was a hose runner, Tom.
He was trying to fill up a thermos.
Oh, he was trying to fill something up with something.
Uh-huh. Well, I think in this case, he was just trying to fill a thermos with hose water.
Well, if that's what you want to call it.
And Ward came, and that was like the final straw for him.
It was, and there was some backskinning afoot. It was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was what television was. You know, there's some things like that. It's like you ever hear people say they could never make that now.
It's true. Yep.
You ever hear like people say like, oh, that movie, they could never make that movie now.
That's true. Yeah.
But yep. I think sometimes people exaggerate with that, but I think this is definitely one of those things.
No, it's true. It's that Tron.
Uh-huh. They could never make Tron now.
No. I mean, for the third time.
Oh, for the okay.
Yeah.
Well, because no one wanted to see it anymore.
Oh, I loved it.
You loved Tron.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't do Tron Grinders.
Rats. Right in this. Pen's out of ink.
Okay.
Will you remember this for me and email me?
Tron Grinders?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, $800 million is an enormous hole to be in.
It is.
But yeah. I guess the only good thing you can take from this is that you guys are safe and sound, you know. And I'm sure the footage that Sea Dog shot is going to be incredible.
Oh, no. Sea Dog bought it on the hill.
Oh, no.
I mean, I assume he did. You know, I mean, his ass ain't been heard from for days. And actually, I think they found his frozen elbow wrapped around a dead frozen ox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was sick. Oh, way more gruesome than that Mother 13 expedition. Remember that?
Yeah, that was...
Good Lord.
That was truly terrible.
Yeah, yeah. What's even more terrible than that?
Yeah.
Is that dummy Sea Dog didn't secure the camera and it got crushed under the copter?
Uh-huh.
Real Bush League maneuver.
Okay.
So embarrassing. So there's no visual document of me becoming the most damage-inflicting extreme sportsman of all time. It's really frustrating.
Uh-huh. Well, I can see how it would be frustrating that after causing $800 million worth of damage, that the part you're all twisted about isn't that almost $1 billion worth of damage or the death of your friend. It's that there's no footage of it.
I know.
That's really what bums you out, huh?
I know. It's terrible. I'm not into it at all. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
What can you do, right?
Yeah, Rad, it's a tricky world. I don't know what to tell you.
It is, yeah.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing over there, Rad? Rad? Hey, Rad? Rad. Hey, Rad.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Just blowing off some steam up here.
Mm-hmm. Up here? Up where?
Mount Kern. Yeah, it's great up here. No one else around, just me, 10 Quirkle Nugs, and a box of firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what are Quirkle Nugs?
Are you serious?
Yeah, and you know what? I don't even care what Quirkle. I just please tell me you're not lighting off firecrackers on a mountain in the winter.
Well, the answer to question one is Quirkle. Well, it's basically sweet indica that feels more like sativa. You know, more of a head high than a body high. Definitely not a finger grinding bud. This is full on sticky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the answer to question B?
Yeah.
Yes, they're firecrackers. This is still a free country for your information. Bernie Sanders hasn't been elected yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it's neither here nor there, but you're lighting off firecrackers. Aren't you afraid of another avalanche?
Look, son, no offense, but the day I start taking mountain advice from you is the day that I... Oh, no.
Rad?
Yes.
Let me guess what's going on there.
Shh. Don't make a sound. I think what happened is some wild mountain beavers must have caused a disturbance up there.
So it's wild mountain beavers. You don't think there's any way that the firecrackers you were lighting.
Oh boy, here it comes.
Rad?
Missed us.
Oh
man, I need some more quirk to calm my nerves. Hang on, I've earned it, right? Oh hey man, you play music on your show, right?
Yeah I do.
Maybe you can help me with this. I've been looking for this Bee Gees song for a while now. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
it goes something like this.
Oh, girl, bitch, you hurt me so bad when you said you didn't want to bring another woman into our marriage. Remember that song? Oh, my God, no! Oh, no! Oh, my God, I'm being ripped apart by snow! Oh, I think that song's on Spirits Having Flown. Look it up and email me that thing we're talking about.
Rad? Oh, God. Well, Rad McKinney. It's something else, huh, Mike? I don't know. I think he's dead. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think he died. I think we just heard his death. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Bests. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Bests. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And you! The Best Show listener, thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.